1400 FM 93.3. Brought to you by Mr. Clean Car Wash, Peter's True Value and Dewey, and Tractor Supply. If you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or even give away, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Our consumer calls rules are quite simple. We will not accept business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, mattresses, and used bedding. Consumer Calls is on the air Monday through Friday from 9:10 till 9:30 and Saturday from 9:10 till noon. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, just log on to our website at BarnesvilleRadio.com and go to the on-demand button. Click on the Consumer Calls link and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of Consumer Calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMN NR Development, ITT Village, Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Sharon hands the holiday off. I'm Tom, and I'll be taking your calls here on Consumer Calls. Once again, as the fine young lady said, it's easy to get on at 918-336-1400. And, of course, no business advertising, license, vehicle, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. The lawyers are breathing comfortably now. But other than that, we'll take your items to buy, sell, trade, or even flat-out give away right here on this Memorial Day. It is 913, 61 degrees, rain in the forecast, as we've mentioned here, and boy, it might start anytime soon. But also want to remind you that if things start getting dicey with the weather, just remember, we're always here for you. In fact, we're here to keep you ahead of the storm, prepare you, not scare you. We're not going to give you some kind of bombastic qualifiers and adjectives and things like that are maybe beyond reality. You're going to get the straight truth, and you're going to get eyeballs right there in the sky as we often send out our storm team in order to give you firsthand information. We're proud of that, too. So when we interrupt regular programming, that's when the show begins. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, we're here to provide a lot of information for you, and we're very proud to do that. 9:14 is our time, and again, if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or even give away, this is the place you do it. It is Consumer Calls, and it's heard every weekday at this time. We even do it for 3 hours on Saturday, special holiday edition, and again, no business advertising, licensed vehicles, real estate, guns, or ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, or box springs. Going on right now at White Rose Cemetery, we do have the ceremonies going on for our fallen soldiers, and of course at 11:30 we'll do the same out at Ramona with the Legion Post 334 out there as well. I want to remind everyone that Heart of Mercy Outreach Ministries are available to meet the needs of our community, and if you're in need of food or clothes, shoes, socks, coats, blankets, stop by at 510 Don Tyler in Dewey and choose your items for free. The hours are 2 to 4 Mondays, 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays, 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Bible study is held Fridays at 6:30 p.m. And if you want some more information, or if you want to learn how to donate, anything else, a couple of numbers you might want to jot down. They'll help you out at 918-440-9938 or at 918-948-3535. And that, of course, is our radio reminder brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown, and Dewey Chapels. 9:16 is our time. We'll be back with more in just a few, right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400, FM 93.3.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jesus proved his love by laying down his life for the world and then rising from the dead. So now he's the quintessential example of love. If you want to encounter a love that's supernatural, you can come directly to the source of it, Jesus Christ. And if you're looking for a place to experience that love in community, check us out. Our services are Sundays at 9:30 and 11 or streaming online at gccbartlesville.org.
Grab the rain gear. Showers and thunder on the way midday through early afternoon. We could have multiple waves this afternoon, tonight, into early Tuesday. And because of that, a flood watch posted for part of the area, mostly across the northern Oklahoma vicinity. This will include Bartlesville and the surrounding areas in northern Oklahoma. Scattered showers, some rumbles of thunder starting to develop at midday, and then we'll have several waves this afternoon, tonight, and early tomorrow. Highs today near 70 and a south wind to 10 to 15. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm NewsOn 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan. Gray sky, 61 degrees, and this is Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. Got you on the air to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Good morning. Hi, and you're on the air with our Consumer Calls. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Just calling to give my answer for the Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day.
And your answer is?
Real flowers.
Real flowers, I tell you. That's mine too. Mine too. Amen. Hey, thank you very much.
Very special. Have a great day.
You too. And thank you very much for participating. Appreciate it as always. 919 is our number, and you can get in on our consumer calls right now at 918-336-1400. And items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. That's what we do here. You know, we try to make a commerce connection, if you know what I mean. Also, no business advertising, licensed vehicles, or real estate. Guns, ammunition, used bedding or mattresses, and box spring. You can ask for them. You just can't put them out there, if you know what I'm saying. Right now it is 9:19. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on, we have one-on-one with the professional. Brett Harsh will be with us. He'll be coming in a little bit from Bartlesville Health and Rehab, and we'll be talking with him, see what's going on there. And also, we've got our morning energy report on the way, as well as our doggone report right here on K1, the one you trust. That's all coming up in just a moment. Again, you can call in with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away at 918-336-1400. A reminder that Sooner Junior Mini Golf is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings from 6 until 10. That's through the end of September. That's at Sooner Park in Bartlesville. They can host parties throughout the week by appointment. The radio reminders brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown, and Dewey Chapels.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Tune in at 9:30 on the first and third Mondays when Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. On the second and fourth Mondays, listen in to hear important information about city government when representatives from the city will be in for City Matters. Tuesday at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday of the month at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will be in to talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45 for information about Bartlesville Entertainment. On the second Wednesday, Regent Bank will be in at 9:30 with financial information. Go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese at 9:45 on the second Wednesday. Join K1 Car Talk with Dunch's Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. On Fridays at 9:45, it's Brew and Buzz with Thad Dilbeck. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
I'm Jim Dunn, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. For decades, OKWU has holistically developed students' mind, body, and soul. We are able to continue our mission through your prayers and the support of this community. Together, Bartlesville and OKWU have a bright future. OKWU is a national leader in Christian higher education, and we're dedicated to influencing culture with the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. Discover more at okwu.edu. Tomorrow needs you.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Both a winning week and month. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the radio, Oklahoma. Oil prices gained both last week and for the full month of May, but there are still worries. Among them, what will OPEC Plus do when it meets this week to reassess the market and production limits? There are reports that Russia wants the consortium to adjust for the expected entrance of full Iranian oil production into the global market. This, as talk continues, that Iran and the U.S. are very close to a nuclear treaty that would end U.S. sanctions against Iran, resulting in an expected immediate rise of 1 million barrels a day or more in available global supply. Also, traders are keeping a close eye on the continued rise in the U.S. rig count, but against all this is the fact that U.S. demand appears to be on a steady rise as the economy gets back into gear. Based on front-month contract prices, the U.S. benchmark crude posted a monthly gain of 4.3%, both for the week and the month, and sits at about a two-year high at $66.32 a barrel. Natural gas managed to eke out a relatively small gain for the week and the month, despite a cool May for much of the nation that kept in check the demand for natural gas-fired electric generation to power air conditioning. Based on front-month contracts, natural gas gained almost 1.9% on the month and 0.3% last week, ending at $2.99 a million BTUs. The number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas continues to climb from its pandemic lows, up by 2 to 457 in the latest weekly Baker Hughes report. That's 52% higher than a year ago. Oklahoma's rig count was up by 2 to 28. That might not sound like much, but it is a 133% gain compared to a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers such as moms of toddlers and infants with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206. The Audio Video Doctor.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Oh, good morning, 9:26, time for the Doggone Report. Well, this time it's goats gone. A couple of lost goats. Female, no collar, of course. White with tan markings, alpine goats lost near Hudson Lake. If found, give a call to 918-336-8989. Okay, and there you go. Once again, two tan alpine goats have been missing in the Hudson Lake area. for several days now, 918-336-8989, if you find them. And, of course, that is our doggone report for today. Just a reminder, too, that for a complete listing of lost and found animals, our report, visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Also, click on the community tab there and click on the doggone report link. If you want to submit a found or lost animal, all you have to do is go to the website, do that too, and click on the submit tab and then submit the information. You can even upload a picture. We'll take care of the rest. And, of course, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with us and we'll make sure it gets to the website and on our report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And that's going to about put a wrap on things for us today as we kind of wind down here on our consumer calls on this Memorial Day. And a reminder that we do have some rain in the forecast, and it could get heavy at times. We're looking for the heavier rains to kick in this afternoon and overnight. We could see anywhere from a quarter to a half inch in the early going, and overnight maybe 1 to 2 inches. As if we haven't had enough already, okay? We're going to squeeze the clouds for just a little bit more. And if that's not enough, more rain on the way for Tuesday. Your high today will be right around 70. Tonight down to 58, 69 tomorrow. Right now it is 61 degrees here at K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
A billionaire has asked this question in Forbes magazine. If you could go back in time and give yourself a word of advice, what would it be? And his response was,